88. Oh, yeah, it's statewide one.
88LAX, 88FCR. Morning, Dean. Been a while since I heard you out here. How are you doing this morning?
88FCR, I'm, night shift, so I literally just got up.
Yeah, I caught a bit of that. I heard you just got off the night shift. I do not miss my days on night shift. So I feel for you there. Hopefully you can get home and can get some rest with this cold day. And what happened to spring? Classic Michigan for us here.
Yeah, that might be a little bit better. I bumped the power up. I got a new antenna for the HT, and I've been able to hit with low power at home, so I was running it on that. But yeah, this is normally the time of year where our lovely state can't make up its mind.
Yep, that was much better. Much better there. Got a solid copy on that one, and I totally agree. And it can't make up its mind at all. I was talking with one of my good friends from college. He's hanging up in the UP. He's in the southern UP. He got 31 inches of snow yesterday. And last Friday, he was just out taking his kids to the park, and it was green grass everywhere. So, good old March here for us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Spring is right around the corner, and I'm excited for it. It's always a good time when the trees start budding, the flowers start budding. I love spring. Just getting back outside, being able to do things that I've been looking forward to doing. But it's winter, so I didn't do them. Yeah, so good. You know, you're the first contact I've had on DMR here in the mornings. I just started a new job, and I'm commuting from our area all the way out to Milford almost every day. So early mornings and late afternoon don't catch too many here anymore.
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, I can guarantee you it's going to get pretty busy again because the spring set's coming up. So I know a lot of us guys from Macomb County are going to hit.
All right, copy that. Yeah. That's exciting. The spring set's coming up. Looking forward to being involved with that up here in St. Clair County. But I'm happy to hear that the Winlink station is up and going in Macomb. That's exciting. I've been enjoying using Winlink. Granted, everything I've been doing right now is over Telnet, but I've been trying to get RF up and going. Hopefully before the spring set, I can get one like the RF, you know, just over 2 meter up and running.
Yeah, I've been struggling and stuck for some wind noise. My Windows 11 computer.
Sorry, I got just a little bit of that. I think that might have been on my end. You were struggling with Winlink over RF as well? Is it something to do with Windows 11, did I hear?
I've got a Windows computer.
And it's one of the simple software solutions, if not super complex.
Yeah, I agree with you. I hope so, too, because when I got it working on... When I got it working on the Windows 10, and I was able to get it working multiple days back-to-back, I was super excited. And then when I switched it to my computer and my phone, was having issues, and they kind of bummed me out, but I'll get it figured out.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I've been going back and forth. I think I might just end up getting one of the little Digirig mobiles. Those seem pretty robust. I know there's a little bit more setup involved compared to, you know, the radios that have, like, the KISS TNCs built into them. But the Digirig just seems so universal. I could buy adapter cables for any handheld or mobile radio that I own, and it just works.
Absolutely. I'm using the Digirig as well, and I really like that, and I also like the ability for the RTS PTT feature. So that's what I've been using, and it has served me well. It's just once you get it to work, you almost want like a cheat sheet card so you know all your settings and you don't forget them.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. Like a field op card or something that's laminated, you can throw in your go kit. I think that's handy for just about every mode of operation there, digital, analog, Winlink, or if you get into some of the HF digital modes, mobile, over a Digirig, then you'll definitely want it there.
Yes, absolutely. Especially all things considered with the, like you turn your radio off and then when you turn your radio back on, even your volume setting is, you got to play with it if you don't know exactly where it needs to be.
For sure, I guess, yeah, that's one of the downfalls of some of the, you know, almost the unlimited turn dials versus a basic volume potentiometer that we used to have. Who would always be at the same spot when you turn it back on? It's just the little things we get to deal with the newer radios now. Some stuff we got to remember.
Yeah, well, everything I do Winlink on is mostly HT. So my volume knob is my, so it's always getting flipped around. So that's fairly tricky in itself.
I understand that one completely. You know, it's almost like you want to take a paint pen and mark on the case where you have the volume knob lined up to get the best the best signal.
I never thought of that. That's a pretty good idea. I was also with LAX for ID, since I know I've gone way too long.
Thanks for the reminder. KEASTR for ID. Yeah, I've heard good things about the UV Pro and even the UV 50 Pro. I know, and he says the UV Pro for... It's incredible with HTTPS position.
That's pretty cool. I didn't know that was actually a thing. But I know that the UV Pro has support for APRS as well, so that wouldn't necessarily surprise me.
Yeah, I was pretty surprised by it myself when I first heard about all the things it can do. They packed a lot of features into that little handheld, and then they put even more features into their mobile with the handheld control head. So, pretty impressive what VTech's been putting out recently.
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. It's definitely feature packed, and even this. VTech, what am I using? The VTech 6X2 Pro, which is basically VTech's version of the Anytone 878. And the amount of features that's in this thing, I'm not even using a quarter of them.
I totally get that. I always, it's something, I guess when I'm shopping for a radio, I always look at all the features and end up buying the one that's got the most or the coolest features, and usually I don't even end up using most of them. Because at the end of the day, I want a radio that functions well. I can imagine there's a ton of features packed into their DMR radios as well. I don't know how many people use them. I don't know the Hytera I have here in the truck. I don't use all the features on this radio. I know I have my scan list and my roam list set up, and that's about all I want.
Yeah, I set up roaming on this radio that I can toggle on and off, but I don't travel really outside of the Mount Clemens machine's range very often, and it definitely has one heck of a range. On rare occasion, while I end up in the Detroit repeater's range, I've got, I think, 8 or 9 of them in there and set up, but I haven't had a chance to really test it. And the one that I really wish I could get my to actually hit is the Burnside. I was really hoping that the Burnside repeater would give more St. Clair County coverage, but with handheld, it does not seem to do so.
Yep. I know exactly what you're talking about. I've been using roaming more, you know, heading out to Milford for work. So I do leave the Mount Clemens repeater coverage area now. I can end up on the Novi machine. But the Burnside repeater, yes. It does have decent coverage in northern St. Clair County. But in southern St. Clair County, we have just a little bit of a cane ridge that kind of cuts the county in half, and it makes it tough for 2 meter and 70 centimeter to get from the northern end of the county to the southern end of the county, especially via handheld. So that's why you couldn't really hit Burnside very well.
Yeah, with a little bit more power, you can actually hit it. Tim and I, when we went up there for that meeting last fall, we tested it on his mobile with I don't remember what the power setting was, but more than an HT and a better antenna. And we hit it and successfully made contact. So you can definitely still use it. You just need more power than what I think an HT has to offer.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. If you're on mobile, you're fine in St. Clair County. In most spots in St. Clair County, you'll be able to hit Burnside or Mount Clemens. It's just that handheld use that we're kind of lacking out in St. Clair, which would be extremely handy to be able to use a handheld in some of St. Clair County areas for different events. So we'll see what happens in the future. I know we were talking not too long ago about linking or getting the repeaters linked back up. That's a whole can of worms out there with trying to access them, because most all of them are located on power plants, and trying to get access to the repeaters is pretty tough. We'll put it that way.
Yeah, fair enough. When I first initially was doing Skywarn up there, they were all supposed to be linked, and then I don't know exactly when it when they unlinked them, but I also never realized that the one was voice activated, so it really messed me up, because now I realize I probably absolutely could have hit that repeater and talked and participated but I could never get it to, like, activate, and I never heard anyone talking on it. So now I know better, and I can actually hit that from my house in New Haven and actually talk on it. This is KEA. Oh, yeah, it's Friday.
KEA-SCR Friday.
Yep.
Have that old voice-activated repeater out on the river. Give plenty of people some trouble. But I'm glad you got it figured out now, and you can hit the repeater. I know usually they do nets on the Alpha 1, the repeater up in Fort Huron. But they think this last week, they had March's net, and they did it on the machine out on the Bell River. I wasn't able to check in. I was working a 16-hour shift last Tuesday, so that was not fun. But I think in April I'm going to be control, and I'll be running it off that machine. So if you're available, feel free to check in.
Fair enough. I'm kind of interested to see if I can hit it with the HC on the external antenna. I'm in the process of doing some repairs on the mobile that I normally have as my base. So I've been doing our nets on a little HT hooked up to the outside antenna on the roof, which is serving me actually quite well. But I'm definitely curious if that would hit it, because I'm able to hit it on the lowest power setting on my mobile with the external antenna. So I'm curious now.
Yeah, that's interesting. I would be curious to know if that works, because if you could hit it with a handheld and an external antenna from your place in New Haven, I should be able to slap a mag mount on my metal roof and do the same thing. I just haven't pulled a ladder out to slap a mag mount on my roof yet. That would be very interesting if you could hit that repeater from there. I've had trouble with getting into that repeater, you know, from certain areas, but mostly while mobile. So there's lots of factors that could affect that. But once I'm stationary, I can get into it most anywhere from New Haven east.
Copy that. My HT goes down as low as half a watt. On its lowest setting, the one I'm using right now, and I can participate in the nets clearly with that half a watt. So I'm curious. I think that HT I have in there is an 8-watt HT. So I'm kind of curious. I think once I get back home, I'm actually passing the Mount Clemens machine right now. But once I get back home, I'm definitely interested in seeing if I can't hit it and wake it up.
Yeah, let me know what sort of results you get. You know, if you can wake it up and you throw your call out there, there's bound to be someone listening to that machine. Some of the guys out in St. Clair County listen to it all times of the day. And I think, I recall correctly, there's some of the EMARC guys that every day around 10 a.m. they have a little. It'd be awesome if you could hit it with half a watt from your place in New Haven. Just go to show it's not always about power.
Every time I get on that repeater and I throw my call out there, almost every time she comes back to me when I come on that repeater. For the life of me, I cannot remember her name though.
You know, you got me as well. I know who you're talking about. She's been involved with me. So I'm sure she'll be right there.
Yeah, fair enough. Let me get back to the QTH. I'll definitely attempt. And if I don't hear from you, I might possibly be on your trip home, but being that I'm working nights now, I'm working in the dispatch center for MedStar. So I'll probably, now that I know that someone's actually listening in the mornings, I'll probably throw my call out in the morning if I don't catch any ride home.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So that's good. I'm glad to know there's someone else out here in the mornings on DMR. Usually, I used to switch back and forth between DMR and, you know, the FBI analog stuff, but driving 59 all the way out to Milford now for the morning commute, I just throw on my statewide one roam and roll with that. So I usually leave there, I don't know, between 3:30, 4 o'clock, so I'll be on the road till 5:30, most days, Tuesday through Thursday, so I'll throw my call out and see if you happen to be heading back into the office for your night shift at the dispatch center.
Fair enough. I've got technically today off, so I won't be going in, but I'll definitely, this radio stays next to my bed, so I'll probably have it on today since the wife's going into the office today. But I'm going to say 7:30, I'm going to grab some fuel. I got to help a buddy grab some drywall from Lowe's. It was great talking to you, and I will definitely try to catch you on your commute back home. This is KE8LX. I'll be clear on your final.
All right, Dean, 7-3s, enjoy your day off, and we'll catch you later. This is KE8FCR. I'll be monitoring.
KE8OAX, statewide one.
KE8LAX, NAWRO.
NAWRO, this is KE8LAX. Tim, are you calling me? I have the radio up.
Yeah, I heard you call up before, and just finishing up breakfast back in the shack now. Are you getting off of work, or was today the day off? I forgot.
Yeah, so I picked up, I was supposed to be off yesterday and today, but I picked up a shift yesterday because someone called off, and then one of the co-workers needed a truck to move some drywall, so I signed myself up for that. So I haven't been back home or to bed yet.
You're going to have to get some sleep. So as far as that hospital test, we still don't know which day. I think you were favoring the later in the day, right? Sometime maybe in the late afternoon, early evening, if you're available. If not, no big deal.
If I remember correctly, that was in this upcoming weekend. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm still not sure what day. It looks like it may be Saturday, depending on what DEC Mike's schedule is. And if you're available, and again, if not, no worries. But if so, you could go ahead and have CRL Hospital up there on 26 Mile, and I'll post something on Discord in the leadership channel, and it'll probably explain a little bit more.
Copy that. Yeah, I have Friday through Monday off, so I should be available. Yeah, if we could do later afternoon-ish, that would be fine. As long as I know ahead of time, I can make provision to assist.
All right, I copy. We'll keep you posted. We'll do, of course, our 7.2, probably the FBI network, the double nickel, and Simplex, of course, both UHF, VHF, and DMR, perhaps. So 20-mile distance between the North Hospital and the HFW, so 20 miles to work with. The rest of it is kind of an ellipse, so that might be helpful. Might be able to, do some relays.
Copy that. Are we just trying to do it with our own equipment, or are we go-kitting this this exercise?
N-A-W-R-O, just the equipment in our mobiles for now. I do have to get a better antenna for VHF. What I have on there is not going to cut it for 7.2. But I could always switch over the Kinect system. That's on a better antenna, and it actually covers VHF analog as well. So I still want to upgrade, though. Got two antennas on top of the car. One of them needs to be replaced.
Stand by one moment.
Give him room. Good man.
Oh, did you hear that?
Was it one of yours, or the FD or PD? Which?
Oh, that was one of ours. I don't know what's going on, but I got another one coming up behind me, one in front of me, and I seen another one in front of him, so I'm kind of curious, but we're northbound Gratiot coming up on 24.
All right, copy that. I just turned your talk group on. I normally have it silent, so I'll let you know if I hear anything.
Yeah, you know, for that reason, I really want to get my hands on P25 for sure. Just to have a kind of a scan ability, and also the other one that's really interesting is listening to the hospital call-ins from the units themselves.
Well, I'm an advocate of the unit in SDS 100, but you're not going to like the price. And then Wally's got an alternative way of doing it. So that it's a little quite a bit more affordable. I guess it could still apply to being a mobile solution, but yeah, it's good to have connections, especially with your new job.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot. Wally was telling me about that. Tell him about the SDR dongles, and then I can't remember if he was running it on a computer or if he was running a couple of them on a Pi. I don't remember. K8OX Friday.
Yeah, there's really only two solutions out there. What Wally, I think his is in his shack, but apparently it can be made to run mobile, so it is a SDR solution. And I don't know fully how to do it, but boy, if you want to do it with for less money, because these radios run to, I forget, 800. They got a new model out, so but they're more than any ham radio I've bought so far. But nevertheless, they're all compact and they work. And the problem is simulcast distortion. If you get on the new system now, you get that simulcast distortion because of all the towers. You're not going to get calls. You're going to miss calls. So,
yeah, I copy that. The boss is, I believe the boss is dispatching today. I don't know what unit he's dispatching today, but I do believe he is working today.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, I just double-checked the schedule. You're correct. He is on today. So, not hearing his voice on the one channel yet, but I'll take a look later today. All right, Dean, I'll keep you posted. The other thing, I'll throw that thing, the little one-page workup I did, and I'll have to consult with Cliff, I think, later this week to see where he's standing on favoring Saturday over Sunday. Again, I think so far it may be Mike is favoring Saturday afternoon, early evening, certainly well before dark, put it that way. I'll be clear after you. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Dean.
Sounds good, Tim. Yeah, definitely let me know, and we'll go from there. I'm definitely going to look into that SDR option. I forgot Wally mentioned that to me. I'm going to look into that, and yeah, I think that's about all I got. Oh, except for the mesh tastic. I was curious if you got that going yet or not. But either way, I will be clear if you want to respond to that last part or not. It is up to you. This is KE8OAX. I'll be clear on your final if you have one. If you don't, 7:30.
Oh, no, Dean, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I've been kind of sidetracked a little bit. But I did get USB-C cord that works now. So I think I'm getting there. I am having trouble accessing it. So, but let me play around with it. You know, I still got to realize what the two buttons are for, the left button and the right button. And I haven't had it recognized on my system yet. But I do have a connection now. So step one has been created. So I'll play around with it. And if I do have both the troubles, I'll get a hold of you. N8WRO, go ahead.
Copy that. There's a couple ways to configure it. But for updating it, I suggest the web application. But you don't necessarily have to update it to reset it and use it. But either way, I ended up purchasing another one, so that one is yours.
Oh, copy that. Thank you very much, sir. I shall play around with it then and not worry about, you know, hurting it or anything like that. Maybe you can't even do that with these things. I don't know. Greatly appreciate it. I just heard the boss is dispatching today. So, all right, I'll call it for this one. N8WRO, I'll be clear after you.
Sounds good. 7:30, 10. Have a good rest of your day. KELAX, clear.
N8CAF from N8WRO Richmond, statewide 1. Nothing heard, N8WRO, clear call. NHCAF, this is NAWRO, statewide 1.
NAWRO, this is NHCAF, I copy.
Yeah, I copy you that time, Cliff. Hey, are you looking at the last herd? Is it is everything dropping in okay? I got to refresh it or something. It seems like it's stuck over here.
Now it looks like it's stuck for me, too. I'm going to hit the refresh button and see if it gets us anything new. But it's got its last one came in at apparently 10:30 last night.
Hate to say this, but oh good. It's not only me. It's not us. It's them. So, yeah, something must be up, I guess. It's not refreshing.
You come back with that last gem, I get interrupted halfway through with getting packages thrown at me.
Yeah, it is a hazard sometimes. Yeah, no, I'm glad it's not at my end. It must be, you know, at their end. So something's up.
It's reminded me of an old quote. Something is up with which we shall not put.
So, yeah, let's do it. That's funny. Let's do it Saturday, if you're good with that. What time, you wanted it earlier, which is better for me? I really don't care, but what are you talking? Why don't you pick a time, 3 or 2 p.m.? What are you thinking?
2 o'clock could work. 2 o'clock could work good. The thing that I'm wondering, actually right now at the moment, is if we can't hear each other. I can hear you, but you can't hear me at all, right? How exactly are you configured for doing the simplex DMR? You know, all the settings right down to whether or not you're set up as TDMA direct or any of that stuff.
I'll stand by a minute because I'm going to pull my DMR sheet out to see how I have it programmed, and we'll compare notes. Issue for 2 p.m. Dean's on night shift now, so he was asking that we had it, you know, like in the afternoon at least, not in the morning. He said, well, that looks like a consensus anyways. Still waiting for DDC Mike to see if he might be available. But I think it's good that we pick a time. Weather's going to be better on Saturday. You probably saw my note. So let's go with Saturday. And tentatively, let's do a start time at 2 p.m. So obviously we should get on the road prior to that. And we'll go from there, see if we can get it. Give me a minute. Go ahead and make one, and give me a minute. I'm going to respond. I'm going to go grab my DMR code plug and see what I got in there for 4401.
Yeah, I'm going to call mine up too because I'm sitting right by my computer so we can compare notes.
All right, I got it quicker than I thought. Of course, this is going to be as per the Kinect system, so a little bit different probably than your setup. But it's simplex, so 441, TXNRX, of course. TX contact is 99, but that's just the label I put on it, 99 talk group simplex. Color code is 1. Time slot is 2. I think Wally said something about time slot doesn't matter, but nevertheless, my radio is color code 1, time slot 2. Am I missing anything?
Well, I don't think you're missing anything. There was only one that I didn't completely understand if you said it. You said it was the first or the second one. But mine here at this end is 441 megahertz. EMR mode on mine is set to simplex. So I got three choices there. There's simplex, repeater, and one other one. I can't remember what it is. And, yeah, color code 1, slot 2, and if I remember correctly, the top group is 99. So that would explain why I heard everything from you. I don't know why you can't hear everything from me because we're set up identically, I think. The only thing I'm wondering about is what exactly was your DMR mode setting? I know it's Kinect systems. They might have labeled it different because they all use different labels. But I'm curious as to what it was.
Well, it just says channel type digital. That's all I have. There's a drop-down. I have to go in. This is just on paper, so I'll have to go into the code plug and take a look. TX power low. You know what? No, that wouldn't matter on receive. You can hear me on low. That's interesting. Scan list. Forget about it. Okay, TX admit. I'm a color code idle. I wonder if that makes any difference. No, that would be TX. Just thinking aloud here, which we're not supposed to do. I wonder if it's the talk group, because what if my talk group, I don't know if that'd be it. Open to any ideas. Don't know.
Might be why you might want to yank open your CPS and see exactly what your options are on that. As far as the DMR mode is concerned. And I looked at mine, and basically my choices here in my software are simplex, repeater, and double slot. And one of those, I think, is the equivalent of TDMA direct. I'm not sure. But one of the things I discovered is in order, for example, for you know my radiosity to function as an SFR, everything has to be set up as simplex. Otherwise, it just won't talk back and forth. And yes, Wally is actually correct. When you're doing DMR simplex, the time slot means absolutely nothing because you're not doing a handshake with a repeater telling that, you know, I need this time slot. And the repeater's like, okay, you get this time slot, and these other guys are on this frequency on the other time slot. That doesn't happen in simplex. It basically ignores it, so it doesn't matter how it's set. They'll still talk to each other.
NAWRO. Okay, that makes sense. I got a download from the radio, my code plug. So I'll be silent for a little bit, but let's give it a pause, and I'll come back to you, and we'll try to figure this out. I think we're onto something here. So let me get inside the code plug, and I'll be back. It'd be under 5 minutes probably. NAWRO, I'll listen for your response.
Copy all that. I will be sitting here waiting for you. This is NACAF monitoring.
NACAF, NAWRO.
Yeah, I got you, Jim. What do you got?
I didn't see anything wrong, but I did push it back to the radio 441. So I'm going to try it again. I'll call you, and we'll meet back here.
Yeah, we can do that.
NAWROQSY.
CAF, QSY.
NAWRO.
NAWRO, this is NACAF. I didn't hear anything over on the simplex.
All right, copy. Being both you guys doubled, I hear kind of heard both of you. Go ahead, Dean, and then pass it to Cliff. I was just advising a solid copy on you on Simplex from the QTH on the HT, but nothing else heard. KELAX, back over to Cliff.
Thank you, Dean. Yeah, this time, Tim, I didn't hear anything come out of you at all.
All right, I think that's good enough to delay further testing until Saturday. Dean, how does 2 o'clock work for you on Saturday? Not engraved in stone, if that's bad, but 2 o'clock Saturday? Over to Dean.
Copy. 2 o'clock Saturday should be achievable with no issues.
All right. Sounds like it works for me, too. Over to you, Tim.
Might have been a breaking station in there. Go ahead if there is. Otherwise, I'll take it. All right. Sounds like we might have a plan for Saturday then, 2 o'clock. Dean, you'll have the close one there, the 26-mile road. I'll take the 23-mile road, SJMT. Cliff has got Mount Clemens, McLaren. We still have somebody to find for Henry Ford on 19-mile. And either John or Mike should get Warren Henry Ford. And then, Dean, if you happen to be in front of your screen, is the last herd frozen for you, that website, and then send it to Cliff?
I'm currently not, but if you stand by for a minute, I can log in on the mobile. I'm getting ready to hop in the truck.
It's up to you, Dean. If you're getting on the road, don't worry about it. For both Cliff and I, it seems to be frozen. They must have something going on over there. Go ahead, Cliff.
Yeah, I think at some point we're going to need to meet in person to compare our Simplex setups, because Dean heard you with no problem, and I didn't hear a thing the second time around. With the first time you tried to get to me earlier, as you know, I heard you. I just couldn't reply. So we need to sort out exactly what's going on. So if possible, you might want to bring the actual computer with the code plug so we can look through the various settings.
NAWRO, yeah, that would be the right way to do it, but unfortunately that's not going to happen for me. My computer is being repaired by the car, and I've got, but if you can, number 4 on the list. And Dean, I don't know if you've been, so if we can't get to the number, that's fine. If we fail the Simplex test, we just make a note of it. It's just a point on a chart, and we'll do it again. And I hear a call if you think about it, right, just to make contact. Generally, I'm not worried about the repeaters, you know, like the RVHF and the FBI network. That should be fine. So we'll see, get the data points, and then we'll work from there, and we'll do it again, rinse, lather, repeat.
No, I'm mobile. I just woke up, so I have not seen anything. And I'm looking at, while driving and talking on the radio.
Copy that, Dean. Yeah, and it's still frozen for me over here, so yeah, the problem's over on their end, and who runs that? Isn't that Fred? Somebody needs to poke in to let him know that last word isn't working anymore. Over to you, Tim.
All right, guys, appreciate the information. The QSO looks like we, and we'll see if we can make this happen. I'll clear after you guys. NAWRO listening out. Go ahead, Dean.
7-3s. I'll check everything out when I get back to the house. The schedule's killer, and I'm glad I have today off because I helped out a friend, and then I had to wake up and take the daughter to work because the wife's in the office today. So I will check everything out as soon as I get back to the QTH. I think you were saying 7-3, Tim, so 7-3s, and I'll get in touch with you in a little bit. Cliff, over to you.
All right. Sounds to me like we have ourselves a plan, gentlemen. I will see all of you. Whoever shows up Thursday night, I'll see you then. And, of course, obviously, I will see the both of you this coming Saturday. Be safe out there, Dean. Jim, have fun doing whatever the heck it is you're doing. 7-3s to both of you. This is N8CAF, clear and monitoring.
This is KE8EDWB. Is anybody out there?
KE8EDWB, this is KE8LAX. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing? This is my first time getting my digital radio working, so I just thought I'd try it out.
Copy that. You sound real good. I would go to the dashboard and see what your signals and stuff were, but as of right now, it is not working. But you sound really good on this end, and with a good audio level.
Right on. Glad to hear that. I just got off of work, and I'm trying to get back into ham radio more. I got my license when I was a bit younger, and I haven't really done much with it, so I'm trying to get back into it.
Well, congratulations. It's always nice, even if you're just returning to the hobby, it's always nice to have people in the hobby, and congratulations on your successful digital DMR contact and operation. Like I said, it sounds good. You'll notice that some people, as they talk, will be either super loud or super quiet, and I don't really have a RO. How is his audio level to you?
Guys, sound just right. You know, balance, don't have auto leveling on, so I'm getting it naturally. And like Dean, the last heard dashboard seems to be frozen, so we can't give you the number. I didn't catch the call sign, but I'll up their station. Go ahead.
You guys are talking about the last heard on the MIDMR site, correct?
That is correct. Normally, when that's operational, you'll see your call sign when you speak, and it'll give you a RSSI value, so you kind of know how good you're getting into your local machine. But as of right now, it's kind of frozen.
NAWRO. Yeah, I'm going to refresh the page. I went all the way out, coming all the way back in to see if maybe it's unfrozen now. But I think it was NACWB. Go ahead. I'll try to write it down when it comes on my radio this time.
My call sign is KE8EWB.
Go ahead, Tim. Did you copy direct?
Yeah, sure did. KE8EWB. I'm so used to having the last word where it drops in. You can catch the call signs kind of quick there, but I'm not seeing it now. I see you were on last night when it got frozen. over to Dean, and then send it back to KE8EWB. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, Tim, thanks. I appreciate it. I didn't have anybody to reference it against, but you sound good, and like I said, congrats to getting your DMR going. EWB, this is KELAX. Go ahead.
All right, thank you, guys. Yeah, I was trying from, I don't know if you know where the Granville Castle is. It's this big, ugly concrete building that I it's the apartments I live in, but trying to get a signal out of there is really hard because it's all concrete, so it's a little difficult.
Yeah, I copied that. What county is that when it comes back around to you? And both Dean and I are in Macomb County, just north of Detroit there. I believe Dean's mobile. I'm at my base in the northern part of the county. Yeah, I got to pull you up on a map, see where Granville's at. I always like learning this stuff. And again, I don't really know what repeater you're coming in off of, but your signal is fine. Send it over to Dean. Go ahead, Dean.
Yeah, that's correct, Tim. I'm mobile on the HT, almost back to the QTH in New Haven. Yeah. which repeater are you coming in on?
I'm coming in on the NEJSN out of Grand Rapids, and Granville is just south of that. But the problem is, it's just all concrete. It's a prefabricated concrete building. So, yeah, I'm also using a mobile. It's a Jeep Baofeng. It's the DM 1701, and then I uploaded the OpenGD software to it, and that software made a huge difference in programming it.
NAWRO. Yeah, I copied that. I see Grand Rapids, I know the 4.2 or 0.25, And, of course, you got Byron Center over there. That's probably a little too far away. But your signal is good. A lot of our group, they have the other one, the DM32, and that actually seems to perform fairly well. You know, I know everyone thinks about Bofangs, but they do work. They're a good entry level for, you know, some of us guys are on a budget. How about that? But, yeah, good signal. You're making it into your repeater. Coming all the way over to MTC, the Mount Clemens machine 443.95, via the system, of course, the network. So, sounding good. Go ahead, Dean, if you're still there.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, like I said, you're getting in good. I'm kind of curious of your signal, and when last heard comes back up, it might be good to watch. You might be able to see where you're sitting signal strength-wise and, you know, play around with that apartment building. I'm going to say 7.3s and just be monitoring. I'm getting ready to walk back into the house now. I'll send it back over to EWB, I believe it was, KE8LX. I'll be clearing for the finals.
All right. Well, that was great talking to you guys. Thanks for verifying that I'm making it through to the repeater and sounding all right. And I'm going to say 73 as well. So, AEWB. Thanks for talking.
Copy that. Good QSO. Happy to help. KE8EWB from November 8 Whiskey Romeo Oscar. I'll be clear as well. 73.
K8BCW. 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 K8BCW.
KE8FCR. Starlight 1 mobile.
K8BCW.
K8BCW, KE8SVR, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. Thanks for the shout back. I've been playing around with a couple of settings on my radio, and it's good to know that I haven't broken this one.
Oh, no worries. You are coming in loud and clear on to whatever repeater you are trying to hit right now. Audio level sounds really good. My gain sounds really good, so... Come in nice and clear. Which repeater do you happen to be bouncing off of?
None at the moment. I'm coming through my hotspot, but if you would give me another second, I'll switch over to the Petoskey repeater, which is across the bay from me here. I'm in Harbor Springs, and let me give that a try and see if it comes through as well, if you don't mind.
Yeah, no problem. I'll be standing by. K8SCR.
K8BCW calling KE8. KE8FCR. Are you still there, Mike?
Yep, I got you loud and clear. It's K8FCR. Coming in great on the Petoskey machine as well, so looks like you have two options now, hotspot or the repeater.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate that. I was concerned because I'm monitoring the MI5 last heard page, and it doesn't look like anything's updating on there, so I don't know if it's just down or broken temporarily, but I wasn't sure I was getting in. So thanks for the confirmation. Sure appreciate it.
No worries. I had briefly heard some chat earlier on my drive home here that the last heard page might be having some difficulties today. So I understand your concern, but yeah, no need to be worried. Everything's sounding great. Ah, awesome. That's great to hear. I am currently right now, I believe I am on the Mount Clemens radio in roaming right now, and it says I am on the Midland pair of frequency pairs, so I'll be on the Mount Clemens machine because I'm nowhere near Midland.
Wow, that's great. Are you mobile? Are you driving right now with a portable, or are you on I haven't had a chance to get out in that yet because... we've been digging out of 3 feet of snow for the last 3 days, so hoping I can do some actual roaming around and test this roaming feature and see how well it works for me.
Yeah, you guys got hammered up there. One of my good buddies was up in the UP, and he and I have been talking, and they got hammered all the same as you guys did up the Petoskey way. Yeah, I am mobile. I'm on a Hytera MD782 mobile rig. It's kind of a clone, knockoff clone of the Motorola MPR 5550, and I've driven the state with pretty good success on roaming. It's honestly one of my absolute favorite features of DMR. Just set it once, and now I know I'm always connected to whichever talk group I want to talk on, and don't have to worry about constantly flipping through the channels.
Yeah, that's a very cool feature. I'm pretty new to DMR, and when I learned about that, I was like, how do I get that set up? That's really awesome. My mobile rig for analog has a near repeater function, so I've downloaded all of the repeaters in the state and around, and it will connect. It'll show you the nearest repeaters based on their GPS coordinates. So that's a nice setup, but man, this roaming function is even better. It just automatically connects you, which I think is outstanding.
Absolutely. I don't have an analog with the nearest repeater function, but I imagine it works somewhat similarly, but this is my experience with digital is it's so seamless. And welcome to the world of DMR. It is definitely an awesome ecosystem to be in. We're pretty lucky here in Michigan to have an awesome statewide system like this. I've been in some other states where it's just a repeater here or there on, you know, the Grandmeister or one of the other networks. But this this statewide link system is pretty incredible for us to have access to.
Yeah, for sure. It's great. You know, I'm up here in the northwest tip of the Mitt, and outside of the repeater of Petoskey and another one further north in Levering, which is just south of Mackinac City, the northwest side of the state, you know, down to Traverse City in that area is kind of a wasteland for DMR. This system covers just about the rest, you know, the whole rest of the Lower Peninsula besides that northwest corner. So it would be nice to see that expanded. I hope that can happen and, you know, cover at least the whole Lower Peninsula. That'd be really cool.
Yeah, I absolutely agree there. I have family property in the Baldwin area, south of Traverse City on M37 there. And I notice as I'm driving across US 10, once I reach somewhere between Clare and Midland, I kind of lose the system, and I'm kind of in a little bit of a hole and out of DMR coverage at that point until I drive back home. So I'd love to see it expand a little further. Which DMR radio are you coming to the system on?
I've got the BTEC DMR 6x2, which I guess is a clone of the Anytone 878, and I think it's a solid little radio. I like it. I ended up with another one, which is a Baofeng, just to have as a second DMR radio, and I, for the life of me, cannot get that thing programmed to actually get into this system, and some of the actual simple analog repeaters as well on that radio just absolutely suck. Walked away from it more times than I can remember.
Well, I'm glad this one worked out for you. Success on their Anytones with roaming up and working. I've only ever programmed the Hyteras and Motorolas for roaming. When I got into DMR, there wasn't a plethora of used commercial market, which is a whole different Baofeng. If it's the DM32, I've heard some rufflings about the CPS. I think I've heard some folks flashing different firmware on there. It actually helps simplify programming.
Well, about the roaming function on the BTEC, yeah, so I was connected to the Petoskey repeater here talking to you, and then you started dropping off, and I got the repeater out of range message on the radio. So I think the RSSI probably ratcheted up and it dropped me off in foreign repeater. And could be the DM32. That is, in fact, the radio that I have. Really not impressed with it. It's just an extra one I had around as a spare, so I'm not invested in it too heavily. And I think I did see something where reverting back to an older firmware might help, but I'm not sure if I really want to even spend that much time getting into it. We'll see.
Totally understandable. I've been there before. When you connect your wits end, trying to just get something to work, get a radio to work, and it's fighting you every step of the way. But you got this one going. You got the hotspot sounding really good. I think if that repeater out of range, it might be a good sign for roaming. Hopefully, when you're not under 3 feet of snow, you can get out and test that. Is it supposed to warm up there? I know my buddy in the UP said later this week it's supposed to be like 45 up where he's at. So a lot of the snow is going to start melting shortly after it fell.
Yeah, we had a thaw a couple weeks ago and lost probably 50% or more of our snow. And we've had quite a bit this winter. Petoskey, I think, had 129 inches before this storm hit. And I measured 30 inches of snowfall at my house Sunday and Monday. So we're up above 160 at this point. I think we're supposed to have 40 degrees on Thursday or Friday. So, yeah, it'll start dripping back. But we're always planning on a snowstorm in April. Seems like the first 2 weeks of April is one of the ugliest months up here. Everybody's all excited about spring. You've been touched with a little bit of nice weather, and then all of a sudden winter comes slamming back one last time. So I'm not getting too excited about the thaw at this point. There's a whole lot of March and a bunch of April yet to go.
Absolutely. That's pretty typical Michigan weather for you right there. Although today I was reading something. In 10 days we went from tornadoes in the southwest corner of the state to ice and snowstorms in the northern parts of the state. So that's a Michigan spring, if I've ever heard of one.
Yeah, absolutely wild. You know, it's 68 degrees in Detroit Sunday when we were getting dumped on with 3 feet of snow up here. It's weird all the way across the state. And you know, the folks in the UP, like your buddy, they got hit a lot harder than we did up here. And I think that they're a little bit more used to it. But just the way of life, man.
It sure is. I finally remember those. I went to college at Michigan Tech, so all the way up there in Houghton. I'm used to the dumpings of snow, and they have a good system in Houghton, but my buddy lives in the Marquette area, and they were having a rough time just because they were saying at times it was 3 inches an hour was the snowfall rate, which they can't even keep up with that, so... His roads still aren't plowed. The highways are barely plowed. Some of the drifts up there are getting upwards of 10 feet tall from the crazy winds that came after the snow. So it's even for the experienced snow professionals in the UP, it hit them pretty hard.
Yeah, I saw some photos and videos of Marquette. Crazy. You know, my brother went to Michigan Tech, and I remember going up there and visiting him. For Easter weekend or something like that, and the ground up there, I was blown away. That's definitely a place not for.
Yeah, it is. It's a place all its own. I loved it up there. I'm not sure if I would love the winters quite as much now than compared to when I was up there for school. I mean, it was fun when we were up there for school. I could walk everywhere if I wanted to, but they never canceled class. So still had to go to class, but had fun skiing and ice fishing every day after class. So it's a different world up there. I loved it.
Yeah, to Petoskey from Grand Rapids, where I'm originally from, in 1996. And so I've been here 30 years now. And, yeah, I have to admit, the novelty of suffering through 5 months of winter is starting to wear thin on me, and I'm not as excited about it anymore. I do like to get out and enjoy the winter weather. I'm not one of these guys that just sits out, you know, watching out the window and waiting for it to melt. But, yeah, it's getting less and less fun battling it, that's for sure.
Yeah, I can definitely imagine the fun is wearing off. I came from Tech back to home in the Metro Detroit area, and we don't get winters nearly like what you guys get up there. I mean, if there's 3-4 inches of snow that's coming, schools are closed, and I'm working from home, so I do like that. It's nice not having to drive with all the other people on the road with when you have 3-4 inches of snow coming, but it's also totally different from up there where 3-4 inches is just the snow. It's a normal Tuesday each month of school.
Yeah, for sure. My company headquarters is in Detroit, and I talk to my coworkers quite a bit about, you know, they have, like you said, 3-4 inches of snow. It shuts everything down there. And like you said, it's like, well, we just get up 15 minutes early, run the snowblower a couple times, and be on our way. It's a different way of life, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the KSO. I'm going to let you go and sign off here. Get close to my KPH, and I'll be home for the evening. So appreciate it. Hope to catch you back on here another day. I'll typically on for the morning and evening commute, so you'll hear me on DMR when I'm in the truck. This is KE8FCR. I will be clear on your final.
Yeah, good talking to you today, Mike. Hope you have a good one. Thanks again for answering back when I was making sure things were working here. I appreciate the help. Hopefully catch you another time. K8BCW.
W8RID. KE8FTW monitoring.
KE8MWN monitoring.
Is W8RIT returning. Good afternoon. Name Earth 8. How are you?
What'd you say your call was again?
My name's Brad, way up here in the Sioux State, Marie. It's sunny, so it's nice for once. Because, yes, the last couple of days it was snowy. So it's nice to see the sunshine again.
Okay, I thought I heard your call sign right. Yeah, this is Ben, KE8MWN, down at Bay City.
This is the snow that you have currently on the ground here. Oh, yeah. So, well, that's good. You just got a little snow. So, did you get any of that rain? I'm not sure where the other guy was located. One was located in Bay City. Well, I'm not sure where the other guy.
Oh, I'm still south of him. I'm in the Detroit metropolitan area here. And it's pretty dry right now. Last week was pretty darn windy. I was coming back from my job working last week in Ohio. And, boy, was it difficult driving back on with all that wind. I've never in my life had to drive that much wind. It was pretty darn difficult. It wasn't even so much the crosswind with my high work van that's more or less driving into it. That was the pain in the butt. Well, Brad, let me know. What kind of radio are you currently using here?
I have a Motorola, the XPR3500E. So that's what we're using for radio. So, yeah, well, we just got the wind and nothing else, so that's good. Yeah, that's why I live in UP. I don't do the whirly-woos, that's for sure. I know they had a couple of them down there already this month. So, yeah, that's why I live way up here in the snow. Back over to you, Dave.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it myself, to be quite honestly. The more I get up in age, I'm 57 right now, the more I get up in age, the more that seems quite appealing to me, especially like in the UP where it's a little bit more, I wouldn't say desolate, that's a little bit too strong of a word, but it's a lot more sparse, maybe, I guess. And been up a few times, but I have to get up some, get up another time again here. I've been all the way over to the Porcupine Mountains, although, in my opinion, those aren't really mountains. just some big, big hills. Yeah, I'm sitting here using the DM32. I just picked one up a couple weeks ago, so I'm just starting to get into DMR and learning, code plugs and such. Right now, I'm using a code plug that somebody else has already created. I haven't had too much luck getting mine to work properly. Still got to do some more work on it here, but who knows, maybe I've been telling a friend of mine jokingly that he's infecting me. getting a DMR. I'm not really too much on some of the digits for VHF, UHF. Primarily because it's kind of like dependent on who the manufacturer is for who the mode is. You know, Otcom and Kenwood do D-Star and Yaesu does System Fusion, so. I'm thinking this year, I haven't gone to Dayton to the new site, so I think I'm going to go this year, and I'm probably going to come back with a Yaesu Radio 4 System Fusion. I'm thinking, maybe.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I got the Fusion Radio. So just a handheld. I have a repeater here that's working. Yeah, it's okay. the voice quality is, I don't know, just a little better. So it's both the guys run the voice wide, so it sounds better instead of the narrow. But anyway, yeah, Bentley has one of those bell things or D-Tech DM radio, so that's pretty neat. I've seen those advertised on the YouTubes there, so but I get stuck with the Motorola's because, like the other fellow was saying, that not a whole lot of Chinese radios are doing the DMR when I first got into it, so that was a long time ago though. But yeah, DMR has definitely got cheaper over the years.
And W8RAT, yes, they sure have. They're, well, now that we've entered with Fatal Fang, they're almost, well, not almost, they are in the price of throwaway. So yeah, pretty darn cheap here. I mean, I might see about picking up a Motorola sometime or another. Maybe check out some of the different features and costs. I'm assuming that they're going to go up dramatically dependent on the features and such for each particular radio and model of it. But yeah, I'll see about one. I was actually kind of liking to get one for P25 use for just for reception for our MSPCS trunk system. But I don't know if you've heard the news. I'm also a scanner radio listener, so I like doing that part of it. So I don't know if you heard, but I guess all the police departments throughout Michigan who are on the trunk system are now going to be going encrypted. So I'm like, shoot, crap, wasn't expecting that. But it is what it is, I guess. I ended up picking up this DM32 for Baofeng. Primarily, because I'm a scanner radio listener, so I'm just going to program in some business band frequencies to see if I can determine, you know, who, what, where, you know, what the user of each of these other systems on the business band is. But I'm getting sidetracked because I'm still a ham, so I'm still trying to mess around with that. I'm going to go back and use this code plug that somebody else created as a guide and see if I can get mine working properly here. I've been making bits and pieces for steps that I've been correcting here and thinking I'm getting it, but every time I get one question answered, it seems like I've got three more that pop up in its place. back to you there, Brad. W8RIT.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard that too, that the lower peninsula there is starting to switch things over to the encryption, so I don't know. I get mixed feelings about that, but it's all right. Not my choice. But anyways, I get finished ready for work here, so I'm going to have to cut you short off. But anyways, yeah, it's good talking with you. Yeah, some good luck with your radio there. So DMR is it's interesting to program, so but I'm not sure what all you. I haven't ventured into the roaming stuff yet because, well, we only have the one repeater over this way that's on the MI5 network, so I don't really need it. But other than that, I think we'll say 7-3. Enjoy the rest of your, I think you said you're driving, so drive safely and catch you later. KE8FJW.
K8DCW to KE8FJW. Brad, you still listening?
Yeah, I'm still here. Go ahead.
What did you guys end up actually getting in the stew over the last couple of days? I think I heard one of, did you make a report on the Skyborn net? I wasn't clear on how much you guys ended up with in total up there.
I got about 11 inches at my house, so it could be different from somebody else's, I'm not sure. But yeah, I ended up with 11 inches overall.
Yeah, that's nothing to sneeze at. We got 30 inches here in Harbor Springs. That was, we're still digging out down here.
Yeah, that's for sure. You got hit a little harder. You got before we did, so I think it went away the whole day before it got to us. So, yeah, you got it. Yeah, I think you pretty much got tired of all the snowstorm. So we were on the edge of it most of the time.
Well, I'm just glad it wasn't ice. This was, you know, a year and less than 2 weeks since the big ice storm hit us last year. And I know further south of us, they did get, some areas did get some ice, and some areas got some snow with ice on top of it, but still lots of folks without power in certain parts of the state, I understand.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, hopefully they get their power back soon. When I looked on the map, when the ice was coming through, I think I counted, like, six counties that didn't report any current zero for power outages, which I thought was amazing. So, but yeah, it could be different now. I haven't looked since. So,
yeah, I'm just thankful with all that wind that we had that ours stayed on this time. So that would have been a special adder of unpleasantness had we lost our power on top of all that snow. So.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, I know we had that ice storm. It took our power out for about a week. So I got the business fair was down for, I think, maybe 3 or 4 days. And, yeah, I guess we weren't as a priority. So it took another 4 days to get our power back, which is kind of a bummer. But yeah, it is what it is. But anyways, I got to get going to work there. It was good talking with you. KE8FJW.
Yeah, good talking to you again, Brad. By the way, this is Bentley in Harbor Springs. You might not recognize my call sign. I got a new one. So, K8BCW, have a great day, 73.
Yeah, you're right. It threw me off a little bit. I was like, I recognize the voice, but I don't recognize call sign. So, but yeah, it makes sense. Yeah, it's your initial, so very good. 73, KE8FTW.
KE8FJW from Kilo Echo 8, Mike Whiskey November.
Go ahead, KE8FJW.
Said you're KE8 Foxtrot Juliet Whiskey FJW.
Yeah, FJW here. Yeah, go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah, I got you now. I was going to say earlier, I was pulling out of the parking lot at work, and that's what I thought that was you, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, there was another guy in there, and I'm like, oh, man, did I just step on their conversation? But it seemed like he was answering the questions as I was asking them, so it left me scratching my head. So I was like, yeah, I'll just sit this one out for a little while. So.
Yeah, that's for sure. And the other fellow there, and yeah, I don't think he was hearing you, so, but who knows? It happens. So, yeah. But anyways, I gotta get ready for work, so I can be back on here in about a half hour or so.
Okay, fair enough. I was just gonna ask you how this one sounded. Maybe give you a TX here in a little bit. have a phone conversation too off the air. But I'll have my portable on at home too, so we'll catch you in a bit. Say 7-3 on your final there. This is KE8MWN.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, your radio sounds good, so it's working. Yeah, I don't know. But anywho, catch you later, Ben. KE8FCW.
K8BCW to KE8MWN.
KE8MWN.
Hey, Ben, I had walked out of the room and came back, and I didn't realize you and Brad had been speaking. So, sorry if I stepped on your conversation there.
It's all good. I couldn't tell who the other person was and anything. I was like, you know, then all of a sudden I heard a different voice. I'm like, wait, that's not Brad. What the heck am I missing? So, I don't know. Could have been a network issue or something, and maybe I just didn't hear you on this side at first, so I was perplexed, because it sounded like he was answering my questions at first, and so, I don't know, fun time someday, Van.
Yeah, no worries, man. I just wanted to shout out, say hi. We talked before. I've got a new call sign that I registered, so you might not have recognized it. Or may not have made note of it last time. But anyway, I just wanted to say hi and have a good afternoon, and I'm sure we'll talk another time. K8BCW.
All right. The Victor Charlie Whiskey is the last of your call sign?
Kilo 8, Bravo Charlie Whiskey.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, you sound familiar. I guess it's probably been a little bit since I talked to you, so... I know there's a couple of regulars, like, in Macomb County that I talk to and stuff, and, like, this time of day. And, I think it was maybe a different time of day than going to work or from work or something, and maybe that's what threw me off, too. Just weird how it changes up a little bit and catches you off guard, I guess.
Yeah, well, mine is a new voice on the DMR radio. I just got started in it, so you'll get used to me at some point, and then probably regret it. Anyway, have a good day, man. Take care. K8BCW.
Yeah, you do the same. I'll catch you the next time. K8MWN.
Thank you.